5. Spiders of the same stripe. After I defeated the parallel mines, I teleported back to where I'd come from. But Gooey Gooey was still there.
Is it done?
I nod in response. But he continues to sit there wordlessly, and I certainly can't start up a conversation, so the silence stretches on for ages. The puppet spiders are totally frozen, presumably due to nervousness, which means the awkwardness only keeps deepening. Right when so much time has passed that I'm starting to think I might die from the stress, the Demon Lord and the rest of our crew return from town. You were late? You only ever stay one night. Why did you choose now of all times to stay two? How do you think I felt keeping silent for 2 whole nights? Whoops, that was longer than planned. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry ain't good enough. The Demon Lord smoothly ignores Gooey Gooey without missing a beat. Mara and Vampy are staring at him like crazy, but since the Demon Lord is ignoring him, it looks like they don't want to be the ones to say anything either. The Demon Lord continues ignoring Gooey Gooey as she places a barrel firmly on the ground. Oh, a barrel. You know what that means. It's gotta be booze. Without further ado, drinking time begins. As usual, the Demon Lord is knocking them back like water, and Gooey Gooey is keeping pace, too. Hey, wait a sec. Why is he drinking with us? Mara drinks a little bit, but mostly he just sits there looking pleased. Over and over, his gaze keeps drifting toward Vampy, who's once again snuck a sip of alcohol and passed out immediately. What? Is that the lolicon thing I've heard people talk about? Nah, I'm sure this is just a parental figure gazing fondly at his ward. So, what are you doing here, Gooey? Aha! The Demon Lord finally brought it up.
I had business with that thing.
Gooey Gooey responds coolly.
And since I was here, I thought I might pay you a visit as well.
Wait, was he talking about me just now? That thing? What am I? Chopped liver? Gooey Gooey looks at me startled. What are you so surprised about, pal?
Apparently, White here starts talking when she's drunk.
Is that so?
Trying to cover his surprise, Gooey Gooey delicately takes another sip. For some reason, that strikes me as so funny that I bust out laughing.
Also, she starts laughing real easily.
Yes, I can see that.
Everything's suddenly so hilarious that I start pounding Mara on the back as he's sitting next to me. Somehow, that sends him flying into the air. I thought I hit him pretty lightly, but it still sent him flying, huh? The sight of him launching into the air like that sends me rolling around in even bigger fits of laughter. Is he dead?
No, he appears to simply be unconscious.
The Demon Lord and Gooey Gooey examine Mara seriously. Come on, don't worry. The laws of comedy state that nobody dies from stuff like this.
Well, I'll heal him just in case. Anyway, what do you need with White?
Its copies were running wild, so I had it stop them.
As soon as she hears the word copies, the Demon Lord sits up with a jolt.
So she really did have copies, huh?
You knew about this?
More or less. Oh.
Wait, for reals? How'd you know that? What are you, an ESP-er? Huh? Are you?
An ESP-er? More like an ace detective. I figured it out through pure reasoning. Bow before my powers of deduction.
Oh, clap, clap, clap.
That's right. Applaud me.
For some reason, we're kind of hitting it off right now.
I had wondered why your personality transformed into this, but now I think I might understand.
I know, right? White might seem...